Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Lucky here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
Thanks for listening, rating, reviewing, five-star lasagna-ing our podcast and sharing it with your friends.
Absolutely. And thank you to Centris Federal Credit Union. Been our partners, man, going on 3 years. This is awesome. Love working with these guys. They've been fantastic all along. And a lot of people have taken the plunge, went down and talked to them and found out, you know what, I think this is the move I want to make. I want to kind of change banks, change it up a little bit. They have 15 locations in town. They've got the financial experts. They're right here whether it comes to your mortgage needs or just needing a place to bank. They've got great resources on their website, federally insured NCUA, equal housing lender.
CentrisFCU.org or 402-334-7000. Hit them up.
All right. So, I have an update on the Stingray story. You might remember.
I'm like, wait, what? Oh yeah. The spontaneous pregnancy of the Stingray.
Right. So it's getting a lot more traction in the last day. I see about 7 or 8 big stories that have come out, you know, just like USA Today grabbed it a week ago. But now you've got CBS News with an update. You've got other local stations worldwide. You're seeing people picking it up. Headlines are Stingray hasn't been around. Like, she's a single female Stingray, hasn't been around a male Stingray in 8 years. How can this be? And everybody's all freaking out about, and their crowds. It's a huge tourist attraction.
I mean, it's like the Immaculate Conception 2.0. Right? Yeah.
So looking for the latest information on it. And there is a aquarium and shark lab, which is where they're expecting this birth to happen any day. And I just looked to make sure it didn't happen.
Well, what a shark lab, man. I'd love to work at a shark lab.
A shark lab. What a job.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That'd be pretty big. Huge flex at the bar. What do you do? I work at a shark lab.
If they told you that in high school, like, you know, what do you want to do? You know, remember those assessments, trying to figure out with your counselor of what kind of studies you should have, where you should go to college, what kind of skills or what your...
Yeah, my assessment didn't last very long. It kind of ended with a... with a pat on the head and a bless your heart and just good luck to you.
Well, for some people, if you do this and this, you could work in a shark lab.
That would sound really cool.
Would that have got your attention and maybe you sat up a little taller in class?
I did. I really want to be, I know this is going to sound hugely like whatever, a marine biologist. And then I realized there's biology in that. And I'm like, nah. And I started researching what biology was and like what all this, like, you're basically a water doctor. And I'm like an animal. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. So the shark lab probably wouldn't have lasted too long either.
No. So I just got an internship and had people smell my fingers for on the radio. So that's like, that was more my speed.
Okay. So Pat, not at the shark lab.
Not at the shark lab.
So when this all came about, apparently at first they thought she had cancer. Because they thought there might be a growth, because there was no way that it was possible for her to be pregnant, right?
Yeah.
So they said there's still 2 ways that she could have gotten pregnant. The staff don't know which until the pups are born. And like they said, it's going to be any day. They've been doing ultrasound. Charlotte is her name, by the way. Charlotte the Stingray. They've been doing ultrasounds for a couple, 3 months because when she started to swell, they were thinking it was growths internally. And so they started to check that out. And then, nope, those growths are eggs. But there's no male stingray. And they said that they have seen a few cases of this. It's called parthenogenesis. So apparently it has happened before.
Enough to have a super fancy name.
Right? And then they said the second possible explanation is the Jurassic Park one, which is that there was a young shark that was added in the tank in July. And young sharks, they don't know one thing from another, right?
I mean, same as humans. Same as young humans.
Like dogs and stuffed animals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So there's a possibility Jeff Goldblum shows up.
Yeah. Nature finds a way.
And they'll have to see. But anyway, should be any day. She's carrying 4 pups. And then DNA testing will be done, of course, after they're born.
We need to like keep tabs on this because I want to know if they come out and like, is the DNA the exact same as the mom's or is it a little bit different since it came from the mom? Like, DNA has to be different.
When it's when it's the fancy name?
When it's the fancy name. Yeah. If it's not, wild shark jump the fence, if it's actually like it, whatever that fancy name word was.
Parthenogenesis.
Yeah. If it's like you get different DNA or if you're basically a clone of mom.
Well, we've seen the clones. I mean, remember mm-hmm. Dolly, the
yeah.
sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can definitely do clones. So I don't know. Maybe cloning is something that happens in nature.
Maybe.
Would
I don't know.
Is that a layman's term, a layman's way of looking at this?
Maybe.
Or, it's just basically cloning.
Mm-hmm. Copy pasting. Okay.
Okay. I can wrap my head around that, I guess.
Yeah.
Although when the whole Dolly thing came down, it was weird. And then what was her name? The little girl's name. What was the first test tube baby? Remember?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember. I don't remember her name, though.
Oh, I remember. Because there this, that
Jessica?
Stuff,
was it
like,
Jessica?
What?
Was it Jessica? Oh, it was the girl in the well.
Hold on. We're getting our headlines mixed up.
I think Jessica McClure was in the well.
The first test tube baby, Dr. Norfolk. What is it? Where is it at? Why wouldn't it lead with the name? I see a picture. The U.S. first. Now I got to look this up. I know people. I know. There's people like, duh, the first test tube baby. Where's her name? I don't see it.
Why would they? Yeah.
I see the names of the, it's a PBS story and I just see the names. Okay, wait. Gosh, dang it.
Louise Brown?
Louise Brown.
Okay.
That's it. Louise Brown, 1978.
Wow.
But still, that's, then you think about what's happened since then, because that was the first
time
they did it, what that led to. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy. People are all up against it now, or against it, or like an uproar, like, I can't believe it now. Yeah, look what's... is happening in our world.
That was your first IVF.
Mm-hmm.
Basically. Wow.
Pretty crazy.
I don't know how we got there from that stingray, right. But
we did.
We managed to.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Want to take a second to thank some other OG friends and supporters of our podcast,
Kugler Vision Center. Honestly, they were the first ones that were supporters and partners with our podcast. And that was 5 years ago. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy.
That is unbelievable, but we certainly are thankful to have them on board. Kugler Vision stands out in the crowd without a doubt. They've just got a world-class team of experts at Kugler Vision, and it keeps growing because people realize if you're going to get any kind of corrective procedures done, you want that team behind you, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And you should get online right now and schedule a consultation because you need to know going into 2024 kind of where you stand. Maybe you've always been thinking mm-hmm. about getting a procedure, not having to wear glasses or contacts. It's freeing and it's unbelievable.
It is. When you do it, one of the first things you're going to think is, why didn't I do this sooner? Mm-hmm. That's going to be it. So invest in a life of clear vision. Possibly it's going to be something that's a gift on your list for maybe a graduate that's coming up this spring to send them off to college with that great vision. Going into college would be great without glasses or contacts. But the team at Kugler Vision can give you all the details and help you get that consultation on the books so you can find out exactly what your plan is.
Call them if you want, 402-558-2211, or go on their website, kuglervision.com, and schedule that consultation today.
Anyway, so what else? Supernovas, congratulations.
Yeah, huge. I mean, great run, what, like 3 in a row, third win?
That's just incredible, and setting another record over 11,600 people that showed up. That's, or was it 11,900?
Yeah.
It's almost 12,000.
That's a big deal. I mean, that's a big deal. You keep winning, though. I mean, winning saves everything, helps everything. Like, so you just keep winning and people are going to keep coming.
I think, too, the league has got to be absolutely just like big sigh of relief because Omaha, everything is really anchored on Omaha. Because Omaha, Nebraska is such a, I mean, such a volleyball state. And I know that's such a cliche term anymore. The other places don't enjoy that kind of universal support in the whole state for their team or even locally. Mm-hmm. I mean, and most of the cities are like Omaha size. They aren't.
One thing about like we have that volleyball, the professional, the Supernovas give volleyball something that football maybe would have someday in this state. And that's a professional team. Like you could play for the Huskers. Like I can't wait to play for the Supernovas one day, like in the same state and have those same hometown fans. Our Nebraska, we don't have a professional football team. Like, so it's like you got to go
somewhere else. Kansas City, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and having the pro team right there,
yep.
Let alone Super Bowl champs.
Yep.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, so that's fantastic. But no doubt, Omaha is like just pulling their weight, definitely pulling their weight. And the girls got to be ecstatic. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Any other Super Bowl fallout you've seen lately? Any other Tay-Tay Travis stories or anything like that?
Not really. I did see an article the other day that said that Taylor's fans are getting on her to be very careful with Travis Kelce and that outburst that leads them to believe that he's a violent person and to be very careful. And I just read the headline a little bit of the article. So I don't know. It was
so you're just guessing right now. That's just, okay. Go right ahead. That's what's all about.
That's all I had. That's all I had. I saw that. And I mean, I don't know. It was a passionate game. He shouldn't have done that to the coach, but I don't think that means he's going to beat women. You know?
I know. I know what you mean. It's a leap, but it was kind of jolting.
Mm-hmm.
I think for a lot of people to see that kind of,
but I don't like, yeah, 100%. It would be like, holy, if I saw that and my daughter was dating him, I'd be like, well hold on a second. But on the other hand, it's like football's a violent, aggressive sport and he was in it. It was a Super Bowl. It was like,
I know that's what you know, a lot of people are. And I kind of fall in the camp of dad, you know, as far as, yeah, but this isn't his first year. This isn't his first Super Bowl.
Yeah. Right.
This isn't his first anything.
Like he never should have done what he did. It was awful. No terrible sportsmanship, whatever. But it's like football's aggressive and mean.
And the coach, a lot of people are saying that the coach, Coach Reed, covered for him. Just because he was like, no, it's all. I appreciate the this, but he literally almost tackled him. Mm-hmm. He almost knocked him to the ground. And it would have been awful.
I saw Detroit's head coach had come out and said if he had done that to me, if that was one of my guys, I would have whooped his ass and I would have set him down. And I'm like, yeah.
Right? It's like the coach wears a green jersey.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just imagine the coach always in a green jersey. Just don't touch him.
Yeah.
It's crazy. What else I see? Valentine's Day. I think he bought her like $20,000 worth of prizes.
prizes.
For Valentine's Day, there's like couple of bags and a beret, got a nice little hat,
random,
some flowers, special roses that last a year.
They have those.
Who knew? We don't shop in those stores, Pat.
Right, that's true. Delivered by unicorns. We don't. We get the ones from Hy-Vee that are basically dead before you bring them home, like in the little bag.
Buy them and hurry home.
Mm-hmm.
But. Yeah, that's really all I've kind of seen. And there have been a couple, three though also. And I think I even saw Morgan saying something about that on Morgan's Pop Chats.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up about him. And I don't know what it is. And she called it an ick factor that it's kind of like,
I think you guys girls have good radar when it comes to that stuff. So if the hair stands up, there's probably a reason why.
There's something. And when she, when she was talking about that, and I'm like, yeah, that's what I was thinking too. So
interesting.
I don't know.
I think it's probably for me, it's the beard. Beard is just gross. Like, I just can't imagine being a girl and kissing some dude with a beard, like at the hair and, but whatever.
I can't imagine keeping all of that when you have a helmet on.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Exactly.
I would think you'd want, and all the guys, though, there's a lot of guys that have a ton of hair and they're, and they cram
and
that.
Dreads.
Yes. Yes. And then they put that helmet on. I can't imagine, but maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's like swaddling. I don't know. Maybe, I mean, it just
maybe it helps with the concussion stuff, like it more padding. I don't know. Padding. I don't know. But yeah, I'm with you. I don't understand how they, how that is comfortable at all.
Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of the run here for today.
That'll work.
For a nice little Tuesday, back into the grind, back into work. A lot of people had the day off yesterday. Some people didn't.
That's right.
And it's still acting like spring. I had a tree full of 6 robins.
I know. They were singing
yesterday.
Crazy this morning. Yeah.
And I have plants coming up out of the ground.
Oh, that's not good. You got to go talk to those guys. Tell them to go back to bed.
Anybody else having this? I'm like, what is going on? But
yeah, it's gorgeous. I'll take it.
Take it for now.
Yeah.
All right. So that's a wrap.
All right, you guys. Thanks for listening, rating, reviewing, subscribing. Get to us at It's Pat and JT anywhere on social. Have a good one.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media Production.